I was absolutely shocked to find out that over twice the amount of drunk drivers had been caught for the first 16 days for the same period last year. We had 7 drivers caught in 2015, and this year we had 15 caught up to the 16th of December. And I know from since Friday that more people have been caught drinking and driving in this county. It's a shocking figure, it's disturbing, it's worrying, because drink driving is a major factor in fatal collisions in this country and in this county. I know this year we've had 10 people died in the road, 10 people who died unnecessarily, and I would appeal to people coming up to the Christmas period not to be drinking and driving, not to put their lives at risk and the lives of other road users at risk. And there's also the economic penalty that will endure if they do lose their licence. Will they lose their job? What other factors will it have on them?
The reality is, over the past number of days and weeks, you have been on radio, in the press, making appeals. There have been well-publicised and oft-broadcast public awareness campaigns. There's been launches, there's been photographs, there's been press campaigns. The message, don't drink and drive, is one that's being broadcast loud and clear. And it's inconceivable in many ways that people are still not, it would appear, getting that message.
It is, and it's just not here in this county. It's, you know, it's right throughout the island of Ireland, north and south of the border. The drink driving detections are up. For some reason or other, people have gone back to their old habits. They've started to drink and drive again. This is something that we thought, as police forces north and south of the border, we'd put to bed. We'd dealt with it. It had become an unsocial element of life in our communities. And lo and behold, we find that with reduced resources, that we are detecting twice as many drink drivers as we did for the series the same period last year. That's the worrying part of it, Donal. I know the amount of guards that are out there that are doing the enforcement. And it's on reduced resources, we have twice the amount of drivers caught. So what is the real figure? That is the worry for me.
There had been a perception that young people were getting the message, young people weren't drinking and driving, and those that were the older people who were all set in their ways, and that the figures would continue to fall as they stopped driving. It would appear that's not the case.
You know, that's definitely, you're correct there. We've had in the past few months, as I said in Sean's show earlier in the month, we had young people caught in this county who were drunk, but who were also smoking cannabis joints as well at the same time. That is appalling. The detections are right across the age group. There's young people, old people. Quite a number have been caught at the scene of collisions. You may drink, you may think you might be able to drive, but if you're involved in an injury collision, you will be breath tested at the scene. And a number of those detections this year are people who have been involved in road traffic collisions who went out there with no intention of having a collision. And now they find themselves facing a court appearance.